to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, focusing on managing time, meeting goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, here to get you where you want to go. So this week we're going to talk about overcoming any fear you might have around rejection. And so I want to share a story with you about a single mother living on government assistance, barely able to maintain a roof over her head. She had a tight manuscript 320 pages long for a children's book. And since she didn't have enough money to pay for photocopies, she painstakingly retyped all 320 pages every time she submitted it to another publisher. And one publisher after another rejected her book. It was too long, it was written for the wrong audience, children's books don't make money. 12 submissions, 12 rejections. Then the chairman of a small publishing house handed the first three chapters of that manuscript to his 8-year-old daughter. She demanded more. The manuscript and its series became the fastest-selling publication in history, generating billions of dollars and catapulting that writer into one of the wealthiest women in the UK. Who is she? J.K. Rowling, the creator of the Harry Potter franchise. And at a Harvard commencement address in 2008, Rowling explained why she continued to seek out publishers after so many rejections. "It's impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you failed by default." So I'd love for you to think about that. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the concept of rejection and the fact that it has no downside. In the meantime, if you know people like you, serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator.